It is definitely already heating up. That's 76 is the temperature, Brian, I like for it to be at the height of the day.
Right.
I think that is perfect. But being that it's only 8:40 in the morning, we have a sense of how it is going to be today. And joining us today, already having a sense of how things are going out in the streets of Portland, Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. It's a Tech Tuesday. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for being with us again this morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
It's already feeling warm out, isn't it?
It's pleasant right now. Like you said, though, it's the beginning of the day. Like,
right.
74. So it's fine right now. It's going to get warmer.
I was talking to Brian at the start of the show. I was out walking around my house yesterday when it was really warm, that heat of the day around 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I could really feel it. You felt it on the way home yesterday.
Oh yeah, it was very warm yesterday. It didn't cool down until I feel like the middle of the night is when it finally kind of really dipped.
Yep.
So yeah.
All right. Well, one more day of it. This is just a good reminder. Please check on your neighbor and make sure, especially if they're elderly, if you're going to the store, just maybe check in on them and see if there's anything that you can bring for them. That is what we do for each other as Catholics. We're a community, and there's so many great Catholic communities around Mater Dei Radio. We continue our search for the parish of the week, and we found another great one this week.
That's right. So our parish of the week is St. John the Apostle in Oregon City. And that's St. John the Apostle Catholic Church and School. They have a pre-K to 8th grade school there as well. But just an amazing parish there. A few years ago, I did music for their vigil mass for a couple of years. And so I got to know them. And it's just a wonderful community. I know that they're in the middle of a big, they call it the Church Refresh Project. So they're really updating the inside of the church and just making that sacred space more beautiful. And so they've actually just finished phase one. Literally, they're moving this week and hope to be back in for Friday, which is the Feast of the Assumption. And so if you're looking for a place to go on Friday for that Holy Day of Obligation, you can go to St. John the Apostle at 8 a.m. or 6 p.m. And you can see the update for that Church Refresh Project. And then they're going to continue that next summer with phase two. But they have so many amazing things going on. I was just looking through their website and I was so just impressed with a lot of the things they have. One of the things that I really loved is they're having a family movie night on August 22nd. And what it is a double short feature, and it's on the lives of our soon-to-be newest saints. And that's Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis. And so they're doing a double feature so you can learn about them. Also, their parish picnic is actually on the day of the canonization, and they're making a point on September 7th to celebrate them as well, which I just thought was so cool. So just really tie into what's going on in the broader church. They have a lot of other great activities. They have their Catholic Inquiry Night for those that just want to learn more about being Catholic. As a parish, they're doing the Great Adventure Bible Study on the Gospel of Luke this fall, which is really great. They have three different class options each week, so you can pick, you know, which one works for your schedule, and then they also challenge you to do Lectio Divina kind of on your own, but they're giving you prompts in the bulletins and things like that, so you can really learn as you go. So there's a lot in their faith formation program that is really wonderful. They really do what they can to give the parents the tools to be the teachers of their children and their faith. And so they have a really great program that they have a yearly family retreat. They have parent workshops. They do some big events throughout the year. But I just really love how they structure that. They have an amazing youth group that meets weekly during the school year. They're doing a lot during the summer as well. And I also know that their vicariate, so not just them, but their whole vicariate, they're doing a pilgrimage to Our Lady of Louvain this Sunday, actually. And so if you're down in that area, consider going to Our Lady of Louvain for the Jubilee pilgrimage. And so one more quick fact before I wrap up. So actually, you know, the St. John the Apostle sort of started out as the mother church for what was then called the Archdiocese of Oregon City in 1846.
Wow.
And so many people don't know that, but kind of our archdiocese, before it was the Archdiocese of Portland, started in Oregon City. And then at first it was called the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart. Later they changed the name. And in the 1860s, Archbishop Blanchet moved his residence to Portland. And so that's when everything kind of shifted to be Portland. But St. John the Apostle is kind of at the very start of our Catholic community here in Oregon. So I always think that's a fascinating fact for people to know.
It certainly is. It's like the proto-cathedral, similar
kind of,
to
yes.
what
yeah.
St. James is in Vancouver, when before it was the Archdiocese of Seattle, it was the Diocese of Nisqually. That's a great, great parish. Lots of information there. If you follow Mater Dei Radio on our Facebook or Instagram pages, you'll begin to know more and see a few pictures of our parish of the week. Sarah Kenzie joining us today for a Tech Tuesday. Now, something that you had talked about too, about St. John the Apostle, was their celebration of the Feast of the Assumption. It's a holy day of obligation. It is coming up this Friday, and once again, the pilgrimage to Crooked Finger, not Little Finger, I was gonna say Crooked Finger. That is an ongoing celebration of the Assumption.
Yes, I wanted to mention that. So that's in Crooked Finger is in Scotts Mills, kind of outside Mount Angel a little bit, but they have been doing this pilgrimage for this is going to be the 71st year that they're doing that. And so this is an annual pilgrimage. They begin with the rosary, then they have Mass. Father Ralph from St. Mary's in Mount Angel is coming over for Mass, and then they do refreshments. And so this is the only place in the Archdiocese of Portland where an annual pilgrimage has been celebrated since 1954, when Pope Pius the 12th, I believe, declared a Marian year. And so that's been going on since then. So that's a really great, something different, you know, maybe make a little mini pilgrimage. We've been talking about that the last few weeks, is take a little mini pilgrimage, maybe for the Feast of the Assumption. I also wanted to mention some other options. There's also the celebration of the Assumption at the Grotto, and they do that late in the evening at 8 p.m. It's an outdoor Mass, and then they have a candlelit rosary procession. So I've been to both of these events. They're just beautiful, a really special way to celebrate that feast. Also, if you're looking for something to do to prepare for the Assumption, at St. Rose Parish, the Holy Spirit Sisters there are doing it's not a Mass, but it's a prayer vigil. So they're doing evening prayer, a procession, and songs. And so it's to get ready for the Feast of the Assumption. So just a few ideas for you this Friday for that feast. And of course, you can look at any parish near you. They all have listed those times for you. And so I really encourage you to plan ahead a little bit for Friday. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes I get to that holy day and I think, oh, I'll just find something, which I do. But, you know, sometimes if you just put a little bit of effort into it, it can be maybe something a little more intentional and a way to enter into the feast day a little bit better.
Oh, absolutely. And we are fortunate here in our archdiocese, especially up here in kind of the northern area with Eugene and Salem, and here in the Portland area, many churches. So there are Masses that are being offered at various times. So you're right, get it in the schedule so that way you can plan the rest of your day around this holy day of obligation. Well, with just a minute left, Sarah, we continue praying our novena to St. Maximilian Kolbe, our saints, our wonderful guides to help us in holiness. And Julian Durko also outlines a special saint.
That's right. So in our next mission from God, she was talking about St. Ignatius of Loyola. And this was a couple weeks ago, but I just wanted to highlight it because it was such a great reflection on how we can use our imagination for good. That's something I think maybe we don't really think about, and how St. Ignatius did that and how he continues to help people do that through his spiritual exercises. So really encourage you to take a listen to that most recent episode of Your Next Mission from God.
All right, fantastic. Well, all of that is available to you from Mater Dei Radio. Sarah, thanks so much for that highlight reel of all that we're doing here. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.